Thank you, ma'am. Very nice indeed.
I have to say, Demetra, that...
Yeah, now we have to let Rochelle talk.
Well, first off, Judge Hale, he's got to be the bravest man on the face of the earth. Can you imagine dismissing a Chapter 11 case for an organization with millions of members, all of whom own several guns? God in heaven. Oh, well, he's a great man. I hate that we're going to lose him on the bench, but I guess he's going to have an important phase of his life next. The professor here is the country's most eminent authority on cross-border bankruptcy, and in the U.S. that means Chapter 15. So this first item I have is right in his powerhouse. In 2013, in a case called Barnett, the Second Circuit decided where a foreign representative can file a Chapter 15 case. So the Second Circuit said that the venue provisions in Section 109 apply, and you can file Chapter 15 only in a district where the debtor has property. Well, bankruptcy Judge Vaughn in Orlando, Florida this summer disagreed flatly with the Second Circuit and said, no, that is not true. The Second Circuit misread the statute because Chapter 15 has its own provisions regarding essentially venue. Professor, do you have a view on whether this little Article I judge was correct in Florida or the Second Circuit?
Yeah, not only did Dan Glossman, who was my colleague for all those years ago in Vienna when we worked on the model law, and I have filed an amicus brief in that case supporting the bankruptcy judge. That's how strongly we feel that he got it right and the Second Circuit got it wrong. The Second Circuit has a little workaround, as you know, Bill, that says, well, if you have paid money to your lawyer and he's, you know, he hasn't used up the retainer yet, that's your property in the United States, so everything's okay. Oh, come on. I mean, that went out in the 15th century. So that answers your question, I think.
Okay. Well,
any other comments, Bill?
The comment is, you got to read his article on this very topic, because he eviscerated the Second Circuit. It was just magnificent. And his article is cited in the story that's in the materials. Professor, you're up next.
I'm up next. Oh, well, okay.
Yes.
If you say so. Have you got a slide for this?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
right,
okay,
there.
Good.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, I see. Yes. The PROMESA case, of course, has produced a large amount of material for all of us. Puerto Rico is now very close, it would seem, to approving a plan and coming out of bankruptcy. Judge Swain, who handled so many of these cases, was faced with the question of whether or not a settlement of a large, complicated class action prior to bankruptcy, prior to the filing of the Puerto Rican action, whether or not that settlement could be assumed by the debtor as an executory contract. There are actually two settlements. And so the parties had this extreme countryman argument. Well, there were still certain checks that had to be written, and they were distributing this and so forth and so on. So Judge Swain, very nice guy apparently, went through the issues one by one. Yeah, this was something that still had to be done. This was something that still had to be done. You know, all this to fit the countryman material breach test. Yeah, this would be a material breach if he didn't do this. And then he just stopped and pivoted. You remember that scene in the first Indiana Jones movie where the guy has the whip and he's starting to go after Indiana with the whip after all these other things he's had to do? And Indiana Jones starts to pull out his whip, and then he says, the hell with it, pulls out a gun and shoots the guy. Well, that's what Judge Swain did. At the end of this elaborate discussion of executory contracts and whether this was executory enough and all this nonsense, he pulled out his whip, which is why it's up there in front of you, and said, or threw down his whip and said, the hell with it. The right answer is that these settlement agreements are desirable for the debtor. No party, neither party to this contract objects to these settlement agreements, and therefore they can be assumed and enforced. So the bottom line is, ignore all the nonsense. Say it if you have to, Judge, in order to satisfy your appellate masters, but has nothing to do with the resolution of the case. Bill, Bernie, we're back to you.
Me?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, good.